Dell gets a buyout offer.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Dell shares are up about 1% this morning after news came out that the company is being taken private for about $24 billion. The investors include founder Michael Dell, a private equity firm called Silver Lake Partners, and software maker Microsoft. I asked Henry Blodgett, the CEO of Business Insider, what the deal means for the future of Dell.
I think it will certainly give the opportunity for management to now change the direction. Maybe they will get into the smartphone business. Maybe they will get more aggressively into the tablet business. They also will likely streamline and cut costs and reduce the cash balance and increase the debt.
The takeover would be the biggest leverage buyout since the financial crisis if it is approved by shareholders. And let's get a check on Wall Street. Stocks are up at the open this morning. The Dow up 117 points, or 0.8%, at 13,997, just shy of 14,000. The NASDAQ up 0.9%, and the S&P 500 also up 0.9%. Attorney General Eric Holder is about to hold a news conference to announce what's being described as a major financial fraud enforcement action. That is expected to be the civil lawsuit that was just filed by the government against Standard & Poor's. That rating agency is accused of inflating its assessment of mortgage-backed securities before the mortgage meltdown. We'll get a look at quarterly earnings today for Take-Two Interactive, which makes Grand Theft Auto and other video games. As Sally Herships reports, it is one of the key players in an industry that's having a hard time right now.
Why are video game sales down? Two words, ho-hum.
When the 360 came out, you know, the initial problem was, geez, we don't have enough high-def televisions.
Mike Hickey is a senior equity analyst with National Alliance Securities. He says now we have lots of high-definition TVs, but new Xbox 360 consoles from Microsoft? No.
And we're not blown away by the current game experience. A lot of the games come out just iterations of prior ones.
Because, says Hickey, our consoles are maxed out technologically, it's been 7 to 8 years since the last new gaming consoles were released, and video game fatigue has set in.
This is the longest cycle we have ever had in the video game space, which is all the more reason why we're seeing declining sales.
Arvind Bhatia is a managing director at Stern AG. He says more games bought and played on smartphones, tablets, and ordinary computers are also eating into the traditional video game sales. Zynga, the producer of the virally popular game Farmville, also reports earnings today. But analysts expect it to lose money due to all the new competition. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, whose Reputation Defender service is designed to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at Reputation.com. By Allianz, providing solutions to help grow and protect retirement income through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. And by Emerald Data Solutions, whose BoardDocs web applications are designed to help governing bodies operate more effectively by eliminating paper and streamlining board packet processes. BoardDocs.com.
Few people know more about higher education than Mark Udoff. He ran the University of Minnesota, the University of Texas, and since 2008, he has been the president of the University of California. But he's stepping down in August, and he joins us now from Los Angeles for an exit interview. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, as you leave your post, do you think that public universities like the University of California have figured out how to survive in the age of tight state budgets?
I think they're feeling their way, but I don't think they've figured it out yet. I think in the case of the University of California, in a few years, probably 4, 5, 6 courses will be taken online on your way to an undergraduate degree. Hmm. We'll make more use of e-learning. So it's a progression. But you know what I like to say is we're like a shoot of bamboo. We need to bend, but we don't want to break. We've been around almost 150 years. I don't want to give up the research. I don't want to give up the access. I don't want to give up the medical care. But we obviously have to change.
Well, then how do you do it? I mean, how do you do it without raising the price too much that people can't afford to go there anymore?
Well, it's a struggle. I would say you do more research and you get more indirect cost recovery. You try to keep tuition down as best you can, although we've raised it a lot. It's hard when the state disinvested, took out $1 billion. I think you do rely more on e-learning, but the problem is that the turnaround will not be in a year. I mean, it's going to take 3 to 5 years, in many of these institutions, and I'm worried about the interim.
Do you think that online learning and that this trend toward more online courses, these MOOCs as they're called, is as good as the education you get in the classroom?
I think it can be. You don't want a camera in the back of the classroom with Professor Snodgrass droning on in his traditional lecture. you want Pixar or someone like that to really fix it up. As for the MOOCs, I think we're at the ground level on this. I mean, if you give me $20 million and I can offer a course for free and I have no degrees, no certificates, no assessments, and most of the students drop out before they complete it, I don't consider that a triumph for higher education. It's good that it's available and it's open, but we have to have a business model that works for real people and is self-sustaining.
What do you want your legacy to be at the University of California?
I guess the primary one was during a very difficult time. I helped hold the place together. I think there was a danger, given the furloughs and the pension crisis and other things, that we could have had a mass exodus of faculty and lost a lot of ground. That didn't happen. That, I hope, was my contribution along with my team.
And do you think that that can last in the long term, or did you just get through this one crisis?
Well, I kept every day I went to work thinking, how can we build this for the future? And I think with an uptick in state support, and I think with a really active program to explore these alternatives, e-learning and the like, I think it can last. You can't take my job and be a pessimist, and I remain the optimist.
Mark Udoff, president of the University of California, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
And finally, if you want to run an igloo hotel in Alaska, there is one available. Now, it has been described as an architectural monstrosity and a towering blob. But according to the Alaska Dispatch, any offers will be considered. You should know it is 180 miles from Anchorage, so finding customers could be a challenge. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Amy Webb wanted to find a husband. She tried online dating, but there was a problem.
And it turned out that really the only thing that the dating sites were able to match me correctly on was zip code.
So she did the matching herself. I'm Kai Rizdahl, gaming the data to find your true love. That and the rest of the day's business news next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.